Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see. Auntie Janet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hubert?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mom?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is Angela with you guys, or she's still at her book club?
She's still at the book club.
Okay. All right. Well, Hubert, if you want to pick up in 28 while we'll wait for others to join in.
Passover. On the 14th day of the first month, the Lord Passover is to be held. On the 15th day of this month, there is to be a festival. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do not regular work. Present to the Lord an offering made by fire, a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, a year old, all without defect. With each bull, prepare a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, with the ram, 2/10, and with each of the 7 lambs, 1/10. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering to make the atonement for you. Prepare these in addition to the regular morning burnt offering. In this way, prepare the food for an offering made by fire every day for 7 days as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. It is to be prepared in addition to the regular burnt offering and his drink offering. On the 7th day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. On the day of first fruit, when you present to the Lord an offering of new grain, during the feast of week, hold a sacred assembly, do not regular work. Present a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, a year old, as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. With each bull, there is to be a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, with the ram, 2/10, and with each of the 7 lambs, 1/10. Include 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Prepare these together with their drink offering in addition to the regular burnt offering and their grain offering. Be sure the animals are without defect. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Out of Numbers 28. Let's see, we did have a couple more callers to call in. I see we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
And Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'll go ahead and do a roll call and we'll get started with our prayer line. I have Auntie Janet, Hubert, Mom, Auntie Karen, Auntie Betty, and myself. Amen.
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 Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nevin Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Oh, Lord, open up our heart to receive your spirit. Help us to attentively listen to your word. Guide our mind to accept and for us to seize the moment we speak together today in your precious name. Father, we ask you to bind your spirit, bind this line, and loose your angel to protect us as we share our prayer with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Mom. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight. Let's see, Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, but of the time and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. But when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunk in the night. And let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet of hope and salvation. For God has not obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or asleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Thessalonians. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Dot? Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see, moving on. Hubert, you have any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I was coming out of the Red Prayer Book, praying for my son. Heavenly Father, you made us a family. Sometimes I have not been accepting of my family, but I know, Lord, that we need one another. Help me, Lord, to love them no matter what our differences seem to be. Lord, I ask you to help me to do my part in keeping my family together by always showing your grace and mercy. Be with us in our time of working together, playing together, worshiping together. Help me, Lord, to remember the forgiveness you have forgiven me, to forgive the members of my family. Help us, Lord, to be grounded in your word and to grow in you when we are together. Let us to continue to serve you. Lord, may we always have our eyes on you, and may we always have the hope of heaven. These are my hopes and dreams for my family, Lord. Lead me in attaining them according to your perfect will, for my family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I have a prayer from the How to Pray in the Spirit book. Come, Holy Spirit, and dwell in my heart and soul and mind and spirit. Reveal to me the things of God, mind and will, that I might pray according to what he has planned for me and for his church. Guide me as I read the scriptures, that I might see the promise God has for me and for his church. And teach me to pray and come claim the promises in his behalf. Forgive me for my little faith, which is too often failed to trust you, that you really are working in my best interest and for my good. Through Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of the Praying Spirit book. Next I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the Red Prayer Book, the Unity Prayer. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, I come to you now and ask that you instill in me your abiding love for all people, regardless of their race, their religion, or difference, that make them seem too far apart to accept. They are all your creation, and you desire that they all be saved. I pray that you give me the wisdom to relate to them according to your will. Let me show the face of a Christian when addressing people that seem different from me. Let me know your purpose for them being placed in my path, and what ministry each one needs. I ask you, Lord, to help me to show all people the unconditional love that you have always shown me, and that this may open the door for me to share your perfect plan of salvation through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the Book of Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the summer of harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with the string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 150. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading John chapter second chapter, verse 1-11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there.
and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine, woman. Why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremony washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons of water. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jar with water." So they filled them up to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew. When he called the bridegroom aside, he said, "Everyone bring out the charged wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana and Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of John. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Tawana and family, the Johnson family, Sister Angela and family, the Laitler family, the Allen family, the Thomas family, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Sister Shirley and family, Mother May, the Franklin family, the Williams family, the Cody family, Charlie and family, McClure family, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Reverend Slappy and family, Esther May and family, the Moody family, the Moore family, Lenny and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Peters family, the Browns family, Vanessa and family, Marianne and family, the Ross family, the Simmons family, Jarrell and family, the Werner family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick, Tony, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, Brian, and anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask for complete healing in the name of Jesus for our sick and shut-in. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus. And Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus around sick and shut-ins from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we thank you for every second of the day. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, birthdays for the week of January 20th through January
26th. The best I can read this birthday thing that Angela have is, I think it's Mary Ann on the 20th of this month.
Mary Ann,
And Crystal was, I can't understand the other part of that name. And Deborah Williams on the 21st. And Denise Moody is on the 25th. So that's all I can recognize.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
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 Birthday. Beautiful song. Thank you, Auntie Dot. Hey, all right. Praise God. Praise God. We have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would like to share a song.
Yeah.
I feel good, good, good. I feel good, good, good. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. I went to the valley one day to pray. My soul got heavy and I said all day. But every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. I stepped in the water. The water was cold. It chilled my body but not my soul. And every time I think about Jesus, I feel good, oh, I feel good, 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 oh, I feel good, good, good. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Talk about me, the much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to bend my knee. But every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. One of these mornings, it won't be long. You look for me and I'll be gone. But every time I think about Jesus, I feel good, oh, I feel good, 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 oh, I feel good, good, good. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay, let's see, next I will go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, but before I share, I would like to request please for my goddaughter, Tanya. I may know her because she, I don't know if y'all met her or not. But anyway, her son was killed yesterday on a ski trip while he was skiing. I understand she said he had an accident, a fatal accident. So she's expecting for her family. It's very shocking and very hard for them. We'll be praying for her on our prayer line tonight.
Amen.
In prayer.
Amen.
Please.
Amen.
You said it was a ski accident?
Yes.
In Colorado.
I'll be sharing from God's little devotional Bible. Keep in praise quiet. It is said, for lack of praise, many think others have drawn negative conclusion about them. We can actually wound people by withholding our praise. Let someone know you think well of them today, him or her today. What a difference your word can make. It reads, it isn't enough. It isn't enough to say in our hearts that we lack a man for his ways. It isn't enough that we fill our minds with peons of silent praise. Nor is it enough that we honor a man as our mouth. It's going right up to the man himself and telling him so that counts. If a man does a work you really admire, don't leave a kind word unsaid in fear that to do so it might make him vain or it might make him lose his head. But reach out your hand and tell him, well done, and see how his gratitude swells. It isn't the flowers we throw on the grave. It's the words to the living that tell. Don't forget, I withhold praise from those who deserve it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the devotional Bible. And did you say her name was Tanya?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make you remember her, don't you? May?
Huh?
You remember Tanya? Hello? When she came to see Brother Jenker? Tanya.
I can't place it right now. It has to come back to me.
Okay, that's okay. All right.
All right.
She know you all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the update and the devotional Bible. Let's see here. Next, I go to Mom.
Mom.
Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Psalm 103. Praise the Lord for my soul. All of my being, praise the holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgive all of your sin and heal all of your diseases? Who redeem your life from the pit and crown you with love and compassion? Who satisfy your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord work righteousness and justify all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deed to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to say a little prayer. Dear God, nothing is impossible for you or for your son. I just had to remember all the things that you had done. You are the one who made the mountain and the one who parted the sea. Thank you, God, that you also the one who cared for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. The prayer, I'm sorry. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing this mission song.
Amen.
blessed with his goodness, blessed with his love, blessed with his showers that come from above. Blessed with his sunshine, blessed with his care, I go on helping everywhere. God give the courage, faith lead the way. Oh, would we travel happy and gay, thinking of others, willing to share, taking God's message everywhere, remembering others whenever I pray, looking to Jesus, he is the way. Oh, would I travel, he's by my side, I never falter, he is my guide. This is my mission, this is my prayer, helping the needed everywhere. This is my mission, this is my prayer, helping the needed everywhere. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man. Okay, next I have Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be sharing Psalms 106, 1 through 15. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty act of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our father did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When our father was in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindness, and they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, to make his mighty power known. He revoked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the depth as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. From the hand of the enemy, he redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived. Then they believed his promise and sang his praise. But they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his counsel. In the desert, they gave in to their cravings. In the wasteland, they put God to the test, so he gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease upon them. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here without a song. Okay, let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go to the closing prayer? I would like to welcome Auntie Janet back. We missed you last week.
Well, thank you. I missed you all too. Glad to be back.
Amen.
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 And we will lift Tanya and her family up in prayer.
Amen.
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 Amen. If there's nothing else to share, everyone can bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Gracious God, help us to say yes to your guiding spirit and to commit ourselves to faithful living in the days and years to come. We pray as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed would be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debt as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Mom. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you activate the Holy Spirit in our president and everyone in the White House. And we ask that you bless America, Israel, and other nations, our school, and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. And
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night. Have a blessed
week.
I love you.
One word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Our world the way you see it. The troubles arise. Remember that you're greater than anything that may happen to you. Everyone have a blessed week. From the Nellum family, we say good night. We love you all.